You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
The joint is a-jumpin', my heart is a-pumpin', the rhythm and blues is a-thumpin', so let's not quit it, it's time we did it, so let's spin the shellac on the juke in the back. I'm your furry leader and jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, back on the scene with my record machine, presenting another edition of 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues and the soul that came before rock and roll. Welcome, cats and kittens, to the juke in the back. This week, it's part 8 of our behemoth multi-part series on the most important and influential rhythm and blues independent record label of all time, Atlantic Records. Last week in part 7, we focused on the first half of 1954. And this week we're going to finish off 1954, a big year for Atlantic Records, as rock and roll was just starting to really bubble up in the mainstream music scene. Atlantic Records co-founder Herb Abramson had been drafted because he was a dentist in a former life and they needed his skills in the Korean War. Jerry Wexler was handling some A&R and record production duties, filling in for Herb, helping out Ahmet Erdogan. Earlier in 1954, Atlantic launched its first subsidiary label, Cat Records, which had a ginormous crossover hit with the Chords' Shaboom. We'll hear that and get the whole story on Cat Records at the end of our series of Atlantic programs. We'll take a look at subsidiaries Cat Records as well as Atco Records. But this week, it's back to 1954, and we ended last week's program with the Clovers and Your Cash Ain't Nothing But Trash. This week, we're going to begin the show by flipping that record over with I've Got My Eyes on You, another song to feature Charlie White as the lead vocalist of the group, because the former lead vocalist, Buddy Bailey, was away serving in the Army. This was recorded in New York City on September 24th, 1953, and released in June of 54. By the middle of the summertime, it topped out at number 7, and it's kicking off this week's Juke in the Back. Here are the Clovers, and I've Got My Eyes on You.
I've got my eyes on you. I had a dream last night.
woke up this morning and I looked around, so disappointed. I laid back down. Oh, what a dream! What a dream I had last night. Dreamed I held you in my arms, but I'm still waiting for that day to come. Oh, what a dream, what a dream I had last night. Dream we were walking down the aisle. The organ was playing. Here comes the bride. You looked down at me. You began to smile. When I looked around, everybody began to cry. I opened my eyes. You weren't there. All of my happiness just disappeared. Oh, what a dream. What a dream I had last night.
What a big record for Ms. Rhythm Ruth Brown. Her fourth of five number one career singles. Oh, What a Dream. Written by Chuck Willis, who wasn't yet on Atlantic Records, but would soon be an Atlantic recording artist himself. He had already scored a handful of hits for the OK label in the early 50s. Oh, What a Dream was recorded on May 7th of 54 in New York, with Tiger Lewis on trumpet, Richard Harris on trombone, the legendary jazzman Arnette Cobb on tenor sax, Sylvester Thomas is playing the Barry sax, Boo Pleasant on piano, Mickey Baker on guitar, Benny Moten on bass, and Norrudin Zafir on the drums. Oh, What a Dream entered the national charts in August of 54, and by September 4th, it was number one across the country, where it would stay for 8 weeks, making it one of her most successful songs. As I said, it was her fourth of five number ones. We'll hear her fifth number one later on in the program. But right now, Brother Ray's back on the scene with Don't You Know, another charting record for the blind troubadour of rhythm and blues. This one hit number 10 during the late summer of 54. It comes from a session that was held down in New Orleans on December 5th of 53. This was during the time that Ahmed had sent Ray down to New Orleans to try and find his sound. And man, did he. The hits would start coming and would keep getting stronger as the decade progressed. We're celebrating 1954 on this week's edition of the Atlantic Record Story, here on the Juke in the Back with Ray Charles and Don't You Know.
Woo! Well, don't you know, baby? Child, don't you know, baby? Ow! Don't you know, baby? Little girl, listen to me, baby. Girl, I'm in love with you so. Turn your lamp down low. I said, turn your lamp down low. Woo! Turn it down. Please turn your lamp down low. Come on, baby. Girl, I'm in love with you so. Now, I know I've been away for such a long time. But now, baby, I can't get you off of my mind. So come on. Please, baby, come on. Come on. Come on. Love your daddy all night long. Now, if you love me like I love you, we can do all the things that we used to do. So come on. Baby, come on. Please, baby, come on. Love your daddy all night long.
One of Atlantic's all-time classics, Tommy Ridgely with Jam Up. And of course, Tommy is providing those interjections. And what's interesting is backing him up on that record is Dave Bartholomew's band. Now, Tommy Ridgely was once a member of the band. But this record is all him, baby. And unfortunately, it didn't chart. But you've got Dave Bartholomew on trumpet, Lee Allen and Larry Marioneau on the tenors, Red Tyler on the Barry, Salvatore Dowsett on piano, Ernie McLean on guitar, Frank Fields on bass, and the legendary, one of the greatest drummers of all time, Earl Palmer, playing that nice, quick shuffle. What a great record. So great, in fact, that Atlantic brought it back in 1962, re-released the same song, but changed the title of it to Jam Up Twist to try and cash in on the twist craze that was going on at the time. Nice try, but it didn't fly. They still couldn't score a hit with that fantastic song. It was recorded on August 8th of 54 in New Orleans, of course. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back with Atlantic Records Part 8, 1954, Part 2. And we're flipping, flopping, and flying with Big Joe Turner and his Blues Kings. Have no fear, Big Joe is here with a song that was recorded at the same session that yielded Shake, Rattle, and Roll, February 15th, 1954. On this one, baby, you got Jesse Stone playing some mean piano licks, and Hayward Henry is playing a groovy Barry sax break. Well, all right, hit number 9 in November of 54, and right now it's spinning off the Juke in the Back. Joe Turner and his Blues Kings with Well, All Right.
Have no fear, Big Joe is here. Ah, you're real crazy, baby. Love you, man. Well, all right, well, all right. You got yourself a Cadillac car. Well, all right, well, all right. You're hanging out in the finest bar. Well, all right, well, all right. You're gonna get a little bar. But all right, the bebop's gone to yet. You just love me, man, your love is dead. Will you discover the hot dog? Tell me where you got that bread. Where you ride around with all the finest cats in town. You in your black dress with your seeping gown. You'll be coming back when the deal goes down. Oh boy. Down, girl.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine,
Glenn Dicker, and contributors Maureen Russell. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
I'm Bobbin the Bobcat, and I'm plowing with Matt the Cat on the Juke in the Back.
Bill Bam! Thank you, ma'am. Kisses taste like candy jam. You can see what a fool I am when your lips meet mine. Bill Bam! Baby, let me have some fun. Won't you give me sugar plum? Look out now, cause here I come.
Choo-choo.
Bill Bam. Thank you, ma'am. Ooh, it's good like berry jam. Makes me cry like a baby lamb when you kiss me, honey. Bill Bam. When you make me feel so fine, I could almost lose my mind. Let me leave this world behind. Another time. Bill Bam. Thank you, ma'am. Shuts me up just like a clam. Kicks me hard as a Texas ram, but it soothes me, baby. Bill Bam. When it comes to what you do, ain't nobody else but you. Lordy, where did you come from? You're a loving Adam Bum.
The Drifters featuring Clyde McFadder. That's right, they had previously been known as Clyde McFadder and the Drifters. But when that record came out, the name was reversed and it became The Drifters featuring Clyde McFadder, who at this time was serving in the Army, but was still located in the United States doing special services so he could still make recording sessions. That one goes way back to November 12th. Of 53, though. And man, you can really dig that driving piano line played by Van Piano Man Walls, as well as Mickey Baker's ever-present guitar. Bip Bam hit number 7 in November of 54, a full year after it was originally recorded. I'm Matt the Cat, and this week on The Juke in the Back, we're featuring part 8 of our multi-part feature on the Atlantic Record Story. This is the second half of 1954, one of the biggest years in Atlantic Records history. Up next, Ruth Brown's 5th and final number one record. And it's about the mambo, a craze that was still hot in America in 1954. She recorded Mambo Baby on August 11th of 54. It hit the chart at the end of October, and by November 20th, it became her 5th and final number one record for 1 week. She's backed up by the Rhythm Makers, who were actually the Q's, a rhythm and blues vocal group that became whoever Atlantic needed them to become. It depended on who they were backing up. Shortly, we'll hear the Q's again, but under the name The Gliders, backing up Laverne Baker. But right now, let's get in step with Ms. Rhythm while she does the mambo, baby, on the juke in the back.
All my baby wants to do is the mambo. All my baby wants to do is the mambo. Morning, noon, and night time too is the mambo. He goes all the time. He goes all the time, 'cause that mambo rhythm feels so fine. He's neglecting our romance on the mambo. He's neglecting our romance on the mambo. He just loves that crazy call the mambo. Mambo, baby. Mambo, baby. Oh, mambo, baby. I love you so. But me, that mambo has got to go. He goes all the time. He goes all the time, 'cause that mambo rhythm feels so fine. The only thing he's thinking of is the mambo. When we should be making love, it's the mambo. But me, that mambo has got to go. But me, that mambo has got to go. But me, that mambo has got to go.
Hi.
Johnny Jones, a well-respected Chicago bluesman who recorded back in 1949 with Muddy Waters when he was on Aristocrat Records. He's a guy you don't hear much about these days, and that's probably because he didn't have much chart success. Like that song right there, Hoy Hoy, should have been a hit, but wasn't for some reason. It was recorded in Chicago on October 9th of 53, and you'll never believe this, but Elmore James is playing guitar on that record, and Odie Payne is featured on the Tubbs. Man, what a record. Atlantic just had so many great singles that didn't chart, and they get lost because so many of Atlantic's singles were hits. The Clovers were one of Atlantic's most successful vocal groups. However, not every one of their singles charted. Like this one, I Confess, which was pulled from a session from March 4th of 53, with Charlie White once again handling the vocals because Buddy Bailey was still in the Army. Atlantic issued the single in October of 54. Here are the Clovers and I Confess, as we feature Atlantic Records Part 8 this week on The Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll.
We'll be right back. dog. Oh, tweety, 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 dog, huh? Oh, tweety, tweety, dog, huh?
Laverne Baker with her first charting record for Atlantic, Tweedly D, with Sam the Man Taylor blowing that sax solo and Connie Kay laying down those great Latin rhythms. It was recorded on October 20th of 54 and hit both the rhythm and blues charts and pop charts in January of 55, topping out at number 4 rhythm and blues and crossing over to number 14 on the pop jukebox chart and number 22 in pop sales. She had finally arrived just in time for rock and roll. Georgia Gibbs recorded a white cover version of that song that peaked at number 1 on the pop chart. This infuriated Laverne so much that she not only tried to sue her, but also petitioned Congress to consider such cover versions to be copyright violations. Unfortunately, she was unsuccessful in both attempts, but like she sang with the Todd Rhodes Orchestra, you can't blame a girl for trying. If we flip Tweedly D over, we find Tomorrow Night, a song that was made most popular by Lonnie Johnson. It actually became his theme song on King Records. Laverne's version didn't make the chart, but it's historically significant because it's probably her version that influenced Elvis's version more than Lonnie Johnson's Tomorrow Night. Though I'm sure Elvis also heard Lonnie Johnson doing it. Either way, Laverne Baker does a fantabulous job with Tomorrow Night, and we're going to hear it right now on Atlantic Records Part 8. This is The Juke in the Back with Laverne Baker and the Gliders with Tomorrow Night.
Tomorrow night.
Will you remember what you said tonight? Tomorrow night. Will all the thrill be gone? Another memory, just another lovely song that's in my heart to linger on. Your lips are so tender. And you willingly you said tonight.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Atlantic Records, and on last week's program I played a couple of records from Carmen Taylor, and mentioned that she also sang with a vocal group called the Boleros. Well, this song was recorded on August 3rd, 1954 with the Boleros, and it's this week's Great 78. Here's Carmen Taylor and the Boleros and Oh I.
Oh, I.
Listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
It may sound silly for me to say this after the way you broke my heart, but I still love you. Silly to say I miss you, I must confess that this is true. I want you only, 'cause no one else will do. The day we quarreled and you left me, before you walked out of the door, I wanted to tell you how much I miss you, but my pride wouldn't let me tell you so. It may sound silly, but if you phoned me
ask forgiveness for doing me wrong. It may sound silly, but I'd be waiting with open arms.
What a career! Ivory Joe Hunter scores his first hit with Atlantic Records with It May Sound Silly by Ivory Joe Hunter and the Ivory Tones. Released at the very end of 1954, it was recorded on October 29th and hit number 14 in the spring of 55. It May Sound Silly became a big pop hit for the McGuire sisters. And Ivory Joe Hunter had already had an enormously successful career recording with King Records as well as MGM. He already had 3 number one records under his belt, and he still had one more to score for Atlantic. We'll hear that one in the next couple of programs. And now on the Juke in the Back's presentation of the Atlantic Records story, part 8, the end of 1954, we hit a monumental record. If you had to choose one song that may have single-handedly invented soul music, you could feel pretty confident in choosing Ray Charles' I've Got a Woman. It was written by Ray and based on the Southern Tones gospel tune It Must Be Jesus, which was a big gospel record back in the summer of 54. Listen to the similarity.
Oh, there's a man going around.
Must be Jesus. Must be Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Must be Jesus.
There's a man.
Must be Jesus.
Going around.
Must be Jesus.
Taking names.
Must be Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Must be Jesus.
No, he took
my mother's name.
As you can hear, Ray took inspiration from the Southern Tones, It Must Be Jesus, and added secular lyrics to it. And really, what is soul music but a gospel feel with secular lyrics? I've Got a Woman was recorded at Georgia Tech radio station WGST on November 18th, 1954. It became Atlantic Records' final release in December of 54, and it charted in late January of 55. But it was slow to get going because it wouldn't top the chart until May 7th, where it remained for 1 week. It had such an impact that Elvis chose to record it at his first RCA recording session held on January 10th of 56. After I've Got a Woman, several other rhythm and blues singers, like Sam Cooke, for example, would take gospel songs and add secular lyrics to them, furthering the popularity of soul music. And at the end of each program, when I say soul, it's a feeling. This is what I'm talking about. Ray Charles and his band, I've Got a Woman.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah.
town that's good to me. Oh yeah, she says loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she says loving early in the morning just for me. Oh yeah, she says loving just for me. Oh, she loves me so tenderly. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Never grumbles or fusses, always treats me right. Never running in the streets and leaving me alone. She knows a woman's place is right there now in her home. I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Oh yeah. Don't you know she's alright? Don't you know she's alright? She's alright, she's alright. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What more can I possibly say? That's a record. Ray Charles, I've Got a Woman. And you can really hear the New Orleans influence that he had picked up with his many months spent in New Orleans, sitting in with New Orleans musicians. That record, although recorded in Georgia, has a very New Orleans-style cadence to it. For what music can do to our hearts and our souls, it doesn't get much better than that. I hope you've enjoyed part 8 of the Atlantic Records story this week on The Juke in the Back as we finished up 1954. That means next week in part 9, we'll begin 1955. Hope you'll be able to join me, cats and kittens. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on The Juke in the Back. Have a fantabulous week, everybody, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side next time. Bye-bye.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on The Juke in the Back.